back at Truist Field in Charlotte, North Carolina, as we head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Last chance for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. They trail North Carolina 7-2 in this semifinal matchup. Dave Pulaski with Dan Quartz alongside. Tar Heels getting 5 runs in the last 2 at-bats. 3 in the 8th, 2 more in the 9th. And now Davis Palermo will try and shut the door and send Carolina into the championship game for the first time in 3 years. They'll have to deal with the numbers 8, 9, and 1 batters in the order for Notre Dame. Jack Penny, Jack Brannigan, Spencer Myers, Dan.
And Palermo going for a save because when he came in, the Tar Heels were up by 3 runs.
Davis Palermo with 4 saves on the season, tied for the team lead with Caden O'Brien. And now the first pitch to Jack Penny is a fastball just off the outside corner at 93 miles an hour, ball one. Penny is 0-for-3, popped out to third base his first time up, then struck out the next 2 times up, 1 swinging, 1 looking. And in that Notre Dame dugout on the third base side, some dejected faces as reality might be setting in. 1-0 pitch, misses high and away, 2 balls, no strikes. Over on the Carolina dugout on the first base side, they are standing and leaning against the rail, eagerly anticipating the final 3 outs. From the stretch, 2-0 pitch, fastball down low, 3-0. And right now, Scott Forbes, the head coach, is not eagerly anticipating a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the ninth inning, potentially, with his team up by 5 runs. Palermo works from the extreme first base side of the rubber. 3-0 pitch. That one's over. 94 miles an hour for strike one. Palermo is almost not in contact with the pitcher's rubber. He is that far over to the first base side. 3-1. Fastball outside. Ball 4. Leadoff walk for the Fighting Irish, and they still have some hope here in the bottom of the ninth inning, down 5 runs. That'll bring up Jack Brannigan, who has put forth an all-ACC tournament-level performance this week, not just with his bat, but also on defense. He's 2-for-3 today. A single, a solo homer, and also a flyout. Had a homer against Florida State on Thursday in pool play. And the first pitch is over on the outside corner for strike one. Jack Brannigan, a junior who not only is an infielder but can also serve as a pitcher from Orland Park, Illinois. Brannigan made 11 appearances as a hurler this year for the Irish. And the 0-1, swing and a miss out in front of a breaking ball, and the count now 0-2. Brannigan, who you would call an extremely serviceable player, Dan.
Indeed, very multifaceted.
Have to think his draft stock will only increase from what we've seen this week at the ACC tournament, potentially into a regional next week. The 0-2. Low and outside with a slider. Good layoff by Brannigan. The count's now 1-2. Notre Dame coming into today, rated by D1 Baseball as the number 7 national seed for next week's NCAA tournament. Now the 1-2. Fastball called. Strike 3 on the outside corner at 95 miles an hour. And down goes Brannigan for out number 1 here in the ninth inning. Davis Palermo lets out a yell after getting that called strike 3. And now a pinch hitter for Notre Dame, as Nick Jouer will step up, redshirt sophomore, 5'8", 180 pounds, out of Farmington, Minnesota. A former TCU Horned Frog, who most recently attended Iowa Western Junior College. Batting lefty against the right-handed Palermo, and the first pitch. There's a fastball low and inside for ball one. Pinch hitting for Spencer Myers at the top of the Notre Dame order here in the ninth inning. Myers was 0-for-4. head coach Link Jarrett trying to get a spark out of a guy off the bench. 1-0 pitch. Outside, ball two. Jouer, in 23 games this season, batting .351 with a homer and 10 RBIs. Davis Palermo takes a quick look over at first base where Jack Penny paces off a lead. 2-0. Fastball popped up on the left side of the infield. Horvath ranging in foul territory, now drifting back toward fair ground. He makes the catch one step into foul territory on the dirt. And there's two outs here in the bottom of the ninth inning. And North Carolina just one out away from advancing to the championship round. Ryan Cole serving as the last hope for the Fighting Irish in this one, down 7-2. Cole is 0-for-2 today, a pair of walks and a stolen base, also popped out and had a flyout. Right-handed batter against the righty Palermo. Tar Heel fans standing and clapping. First pitch. Fastball jammed him, fouled it off. Bounced into the Notre Dame dugout, 0-1. The Tar Heels win. They'll await the winner of NC State or Pitt tomorrow in the ACC Championship game, tomorrow at noon. Palermo comes to the belt. And the 0-1. Fastball up high, ball one. North Carolina, at the outset of this ACC tournament, was dangling between a number 2 and a number 3 seed for the NCAA tournament. Right now, according to D1 Baseball, they're in a position to host a regional. Might solidify that with a win here. 1-1. Breaking ball. Got him out in front. Swing and a miss. And now the Fighting Irish are down to their last strike. And the remaining Tar Heel fans who are sitting now rise to their feet. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the ninth inning. Heels up 7-2. Ryan Cole awaits the 1-2 pitch. Fastball down low, backhanded by Frick. Keeps it in front of him as he knocked it down in the count now 2-2. As the anticipation continues to build here in the Queen City. And now the Let's Go Tar Heels chant emerging from those in Carolina blue in the crowd. 2-2 to Cole. Fastball, got him looking, and for the first time since 2019 and the 13th time in program history, North Carolina is headed to the ACC Championship game with a 7-2 victory over the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. In the ninth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and a runner left on base. And the Tar Heels notch their 37th win of the season and their 6th in a row as they continue this magical late season run into the ACC Championship game. 7-2, the final score. We'll have your post-game recap next, and we'll preview the upcoming game between NC State and Pitt. You're listening to the ACC Baseball Tournament from Learfield.